Zor Wadza, who is the board chairperson of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, or NAVUZ, arrived at the Harare Central Police Station together with another activist, Patson Dzamara, while holding flowers that they attempted to distribute to police officers who had already mounted a barricade. Some police officers approached Zor Wadza, who tried to explain that their demonstration was going to be peaceful, but in no time, some baton-wielding officers came out of the station in full speed and assaulted Zor Wadza. Hilda had earlier told reporters that their demonstration was meant to send a message to the police that they were supposed to protect citizens and not to victimize them when they are demonstrating against problems they are facing.
For the first time in the history of Zimbabwe, we have decided to take head-on Mapurisa right by their doorstep, right by their gate. Our campaign is a campaign to promote peace in Zimbabwe, to promote peace in a militarized state.
He said the police were violating the constitution whenever they violently dispersed peaceful protesters.
The police are actually showing the highest level of disrespect to the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
Zamara weighed in, saying police were violating citizens' right to freedoms of assembly and expression.
We do not want war in this nation. Of course, we know whatever they are doing, whatever they've done, they've been trying to push us to a point where we say we are in a war situation. But we do not want that. We want peace, we want love, we want a Zimbabwe where we are able to express ourselves and still live peacefully after expressing ourselves.
After assaulting Zor Wadza, the cops went on to beat up people who were at the charge office bus terminus, and in the process, an elderly woman was injured on her head, while another unidentified woman was arrested. It could not be established how many people were part of the planned protest, as most activists were among people who were boarding commuter omnibuses at the terminus. Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, told Studio 7 that she was unable to comment on what happened at Harare Central Station, claiming that she was yet to be briefed about the incident. President Mugabe told the nation recently his government would not allow any form of protest. This, despite constitutional provisions allowing peaceful demonstrations. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.